Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Rebecca Spitzko, Program Manager for the Grants.gov Initiative, which is managed by the Department of Health and Human Services. And joining us in our conversation is Lori Dornack.
Becky, can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming areas of focus for the Grants.gov program?
Our focus is to ramp up and get our numbers up, get more agencies utilizing the system so it is truly that single site for government. And to do that, we need to have all of the opportunities out there. We have received almost 1,000 applications, which we're really excited about, but we want to see that number grow by, 20 times or more by this time next year. And the agencies have spent a lot of time in trying to figure out how to make this work, how to streamline their processes, how to use some more of the common forms that we have put out there to be used on a government-wide basis. So we have lots of things that are in the works right now, and we really are at that tipping point of being able to go further, have many more programs out there. And for every program we put out there that's new, that it could possibly introduce us to a new part of the grants community. So every time we put a new program out, we do more outreach. We'll work with the agencies on reaching out to those grant communities that we may not have hit before. We also want to see that we continue to hit some of those same grant communities over and over, because once someone has registered once, then they can use grants.gov. They only do that registration once for no matter what agency they're applying for. So their opportunity to leverage the system as they become familiar with it and their learning curve will go down substantially and the process will indeed become much easier. They will also be an advocate to help incentivize the agencies to publish additional opportunities and continue to get the usage up. So we're really looking forward to another very busy year and seeing our numbers continue to grow.
Well, Grants.gov has been a very successful e-government initiative thus far. Where do you think future initiatives will take us?
The future initiatives for Grants.gov, we'll continue on till we get to finally getting to a full implementation and full utilization across the federal government. And as we talked about before, we do believe we're very close to institutionalizing Grants.gov, and it's become the way we do business. Grants.gov also works with some of the other eGov initiatives, one of those being e-authentication. They are continuing to move forward with that initiative, and we're just moving into some more kind of technical things and improving the way that we can leverage credentials across the government so that people who are using the system do not have to continue to get different IDs every time. They could eventually hopefully get to that single sign-on. We also work with the Integrated Acquisition Initiative, which is another eGov initiative, by using the Contractor Central Registry System. And that's another one where we're leveraging what was done in contracts, and we're also using it for grants. And this continues to give us that government-wide focus, and that's what we're looking for. And we want to continue to support those, and we'll grow with them as they continue to have their usage go up and we both go down this road together. We also have some other initiatives that were introduced earlier this year by the Office of Management and Budget, and these were called line of businesses, and there were five of them, and one of those is the grants line of business. And that initiative is looking more at the back-end systems and consolidating the way those same 26 federal agencies do business. Right now, typically, every agency will build a customized grant-making system to meet their needs, to internally process these awards and to obligate the money. So that initiative is looking, is there an opportunity to kind of consolidate some of those systems? And it's gone through its initial analysis stage and is about to deliver the business case to OMB. And so that's going to be moving forward. And one of the outcomes of their analysis is that Grants.gov should continue to be the customer-facing piece. So we see that there could be many more additional pieces that could be built onto Grants.gov in addition to the find and apply. So we may see a lot more activity as we move forward into the upcoming fiscal year.
What advice do you have for other government managers who are tasked with cross-agency programs?
It's extremely challenging, but a lot of fun, I would say. So it's worth the effort. Some of the things that have been very effective for Grants.gov is really being able to throw off our agency hat. And HHS has been a wonderful managing partner in allowing us to do that and truly be not have an agency hat on and look at what is best for a government-wide initiative, not just a single agency. This just allows you to look at it with very different eyes, having some dedicated staff on board to support it. Some of the other things that we did very early on that were quite helpful is defining success. What does success mean if we meet this goal? And by defining success, then you know when you've met the goal, and you can declare success, and you create momentum from that. And momentum is an extremely important thing when you have a short time frame and you're trying to bring people along so that they can believe that this is going to be successful. And even if they may not be truly hoping it's successful, as they see it succeed, they know they need to be part of it because they don't want to be left behind. So that momentum and that reassurance that we are continuing to succeed and continuing to manage those expectations really take you a very long way into making believers out of people that you are truly headed down that road to success. Another key piece is also have some early wins. People need to know they can't wait 2 years to see a product because they're not sure they're going to like the product. So if you have some early wins and successes, they can see what you deliver. They can weigh in on those. They have a voice and you're listening. Our stakeholders meeting have been an excellent forum that allows agencies to ask whatever question they want to ask. It's an open forum. And that's another thing. Make it open. Let everyone know where the money's going, how you're doing it. It's not a secret. If they want to be part of it, well, detail someone over to us. And you can be part of that day-to-day process. You can have a spy, as we used to call it, and you can see what goes on. And it's a wonderful opportunity for employees to have an opportunity to do that detail. As well, it does give the agency insight. And many of our detailees would go back and brief the agencies. And then they're an advocate for the program once they've gone back. The other thing is defining the tasks. The scope creep, that's a killer. It's always a killer with any project. So you do need to very clearly say what we're going to deliver and what we're not going to deliver. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to deliver, but this is what version one's going to be. And it's got to have X, Y, and Z. We've heard you. We know we've got to have that as the minimum. We may try to do a few more things, but the guarantee is you'll get X, Y, and Z. So those have been very important and guiding principles that we've used throughout the project that has helped us succeed.
That's pretty strong advice. And while we're on the advice giving, let me ask you another question. What advice would you give to a person just starting a career in public service?
I would advise them to take advantage of the many opportunities that are out there today. There's a lot of cross-agency efforts that are going on. That is truly the theme of the day, so to speak. But I don't think it's going away. It's not tied to one administration versus another. It is where government is headed. It's more economical to do business that way. But more than anything, it serves our customers the best. It's always, what is it the customer truly needs, as opposed to, well, what fits best in my world? So you really have to take yourself out of the federal environment sometime and figure out how can you serve your customers and get out there and try to find out what their needs are. The opportunities for details, for switching jobs, and sometimes they just give you so much insight to other parts of the federal government, and that tends to be a springboard at time to something else. And I think well worth the risk to take that opportunity to seize the moment if you really believe it's the right thing to do and to be part of an effort. It's exciting and it's so motivating. So staying tuned in to the initiatives that are going on throughout the government and seize those opportunities as they come along.
Well, that's a great final answer. Becky, I'm afraid we're out of time. Laurie and I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Paul and Laurie. I would like to also mention the website for grants.gov is www.grants.gov. I invite you to go out and visit the site. If you're one of our grant-making agencies, and this is the first time you've heard about grants.gov, there are points of contacts out there for the federal agency. And if you'd like to know more, you can contact us or contact your point of contact within your agency to get more information. If you are a member of the grant community, I would suggest you sign up for the FIND subscription service and start getting those emails every morning that tells you what's being published out on grants.gov so you'll know what funding opportunities are available to apply for. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. This has been the Business of Government Hour featuring a conversation with Rebecca Spitzko, Program Manager for the Grants.gov Initiative. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.